Hello.
Welcome to Universal After Dark, a Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others.
March is upon us, blah, blah, blah. Welcome to Universal After Dark. I'm Craig, the host. Joining me tonight is P-Dabs.
Hello, looking forward to talking Universal for the first time this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Boom.
First two shows you did for January were with the other podcasts, and then last month with Ripples, with Raspberry Ripple.
Oh, yeah, we did the UK version, didn't we?
Yeah.
And joining us as well is ever-present Mr. Reliable, like a shit Mr. T. Mr. D.
You're similar on a hair, but I don't take the I don't look exactly like him. I haven't got the build.
And you've got no problem with planes either.
Nah.
And you never drink milk.
Nah. Not on its own. No. Blue milk, occasionally.
Yeah. So, what are everyone drinking? Blah, blah, blah. P-Dabs, I guess it's shit.
Just a can of Pepsi Max.
Oh, that's better than me. And Mr. D?
Just a decaf tea, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think that's worse than me.
I think it probably is, because it's decaf tea as well, you know. It's not even good stuff.
I've literally got a glass of tap water.
Man, no, that's got to be worse. At least mine's is tap water that's been boiled, so energy's been put into it, and decaf tea bags been put into it, and some of Mr. T's milk. That doesn't sound right, does it? Some of Mr. T's milk. No, I'll take that one back.
I'm not sure he can produce any milk now.
Not going there. Not going there, fool.
I ain't making no milk, fool. I ain't beating my pudding, fool. I ain't battering my haggis, fool. We could go on. We could just go on and on.
You could.
Yeah. So we're doing a little bit of a news episode anyway. Just because we haven't done one for ages. P-Dabs has just like said, this is the first episode he's been on this year. So, what have you got, P-Dabs?
So, a favourite of ours, Shea Alcatraz, is being demolished and remodelled. They put it out to contractors, and it says the bids describe a remodel of an existing kiosk named Shea Alcatraz. It lists demolition, concrete work, millwork, carpentry, drywall work, painting, plumbing, electrical work, and more. So, yeah, no more ocean attack for a little while.
They've got to be making that bigger.
They've got to, because it's tiny, isn't it? It's not even a proper bar, is it? It's like a pool bar.
Yeah, well, it's gained some fame, isn't it? Through vloggers. I mean, I was watching a vlog just last week and it featured on there. And what's the guy's name? The barman. There's one guy in particular that always seems to pop up on the videos and stuff. Anyway.
Yeah. He's on our vlogs. He's on my vlog.
He was on
it.
Yeah, he was on it. So it must be popular. I mean, it's always busy. So presumably, well, I'm guessing they're making it bigger.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, hope so as well. It's incredibly popular.
And air conditions would be a help, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
And then like shark fin burgers and stuff like that.
The shark attack's probably its most famous drink, isn't it? It's right beside the shark. It's weird that it's Shea Alcatraz and it's not something to do with Jaws, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a good bevy there last summer with Coff and Karen and the kids and all that. and we had some beers and we had a shark attack and we had a girl barmaid and she was amazing. She was absolutely brilliant. She's on my vlog somewhere. If you go and find BCL 1973 on YouTube, you'll find it. Like, yeah, nothing but love. Everyone loves it. Cracking news. What have you got, Mr. D?
Well, not a lot. I mean, you're going to talk DreamWorks. That's probably the biggest thing. But just, you know, there's more updates on Epic Universe. I mean, it really, so from some of the photographs that this guy Bio Reconstruct has been posting and the videos and stuff, it really looks like it's coming on. I mean, the Julin coaster, that looks amazing. Some of the track, you know, photographs of the track, which looks to be more or less in place now.
They've been testing.
Yeah, I mean that
on it this week.
Yeah, that looks amazing. 62 miles an hour, 5,000 feet of track. I mean, it's great. And then also the Starfall Racer, the actual carriage itself. You've seen some shots of that, and it looks like it's got some pretty fancy, snazzy lights on it, a bit like Rip Ride Rocket. So can imagine that looking good at night. So yeah, just cracking on really. It's really starting to look like a
just working on every inch of the theme park all at once, don't they?
Simultaneously, yeah.
Once you get to this stage, when a lot of like the infrastructure's in, that's what they tend to do, don't they? They tend to overload everything else. Then once everybody can kind of move on,
But it's amazing. I mean, you've got sort of the put in some of the landscaping around the coaster. You know, they've turfed it or seeded it or whatever they've done. It's all kind of green, but then everything else apart from buildings is just earth.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't put in the paths and things like that. I guess that's probably the last sort of one of the last things to go in.
Well, like all the drainage, would that be in already? Would it? Would they have put
it
that
must
in?
Be, surely. Yeah.
And we haven't seen it because no one would be looking really.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be in it.
Because, I mean, obviously it's Florida, so it'll flood every 20 minutes and then be bone dry 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we've just, as a family, we've just all gathered together and said, Florida 2026 for us. So we've made that formal announcement to the family. Mm-hmm. It's about 870 days to go, something like that. Give a bit of a shilling or whatever.
Yeah.
And for me, I mean, we all do this, don't we? We all put in our plans, and it's, you know, some of our holidays have been 900 days and counting. And we've literally got the bare bones at the moment. And the big stumbling block is we're definitely giving Universal a week, but is it going to be a split week?
Yeah.
You know, go on.
I was just going to say, we had my daughter, my youngest, was home this weekend, and we were talking about it. So I think we're going to go September next year.
Yeah.
And we were having the same conversation, you know, but obviously you don't know whether if you stayed at, say, like Cabana Bay, are you going to get early entry privileges at Epic Universe? Or if you stay at one of the Epic hotels, are you going to get some extra perks for Epic, you know? So it's hard to know what the deal is. I think we'll probably book something that's got free cancellation, and then if we need to change later on, we'll change later on. But yeah, I think we'll look at a few days.
This could be like the opportunity to change Unlimited Express.
Yeah.
Because it works in its current format. It literally does work. If you're a hotel guest, it's a no-brainer. But, you know, this theme park is going to change just the whole area, isn't it?
Yeah,
and the way people do Universal, so we're just
is it even going to be an express for this initially? Because if you think about like Hagrid's and stuff, you still don't have express for that, and you've got a whole park that's all new stuff. So Are you even going to get? Or is it going to be virtual queues? Who knows? Just,
exactly. I've got a bit of news. I had a bit. Oh yeah, Kong.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone 2D.
Yeah.
They've literally they've turned the 3D off. I mean, that is a major. Go on.
Kong has become half the ride it was. They don't use the outside portion anymore.
Oh.
Which was only meant to be if it was bad weather. But apparently it's been turned off for a good 6 months.
Well, you're supposed to go around the outside, weren't you, and then have the grand reveal of, like, was it Jurassic Park style doors you went in?
Yep.
And then when it was bad weather, you just circumnavigated the doors, didn't you, and just went straight in. So are they just doing you straight in now then?
Yep.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, I don't think Kong is long for the world.
What?
Unfortunately, it was never meant to be that Kong anyway. It was meant to be Skull Island.
You mean it's the wrong Kong?
It was the wrong Kong, yes. And the film wasn't ready. So they had to revert back to the one that they'd used in Hollywood.
Don't you think we're going to get an updated Kong?
I get the funny feeling it will be an expansion to Jurassic World.
Oh.
Dino Kong.
It's already got Jeeps, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's an easy overlay.
I'm sure, I mean, suppose.
Do you need to get Kong fighting some dinosaurs? Well,
it's already got dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
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 And all sorts of kind of prehistoric looking, like, bugs and things like that.
What the only thing you gotta do is take Kong out.
Just gotta de-Kong it.
Oh.
What are you gonna do with the big Kong?
We can turn it into a T-Rex.
Reskin it.
Yeah, reskin it to a T-Rex or an Indominus Rex.
And then Kong and his neck, Rex. I mean, they'll just make up a new dinosaur, won't they?
Probably. That's what an Indominus Rex was, so.
Kongosaurus.
Yeah, a gorilla-shaped dinosaur that's got banana breath. I'm gutted that it's gone 2D, basically. But you've really put a downer on it now because I love that ride. But you know what I mean?
I think you're probably going to find that most of those rides that went in at that point are not long for the world.
Where are you getting your information from, Peter?
Well, we know Fast and the Furious is going.
Mm-hmm. We hope.
Then this is being put into B mode, clearly. And I don't think Fallon will last that much longer either. Sorry, Craig.
Oh.
They're all the same ride.
Yeah, you're right. They literally are the same ride. But therefore, they're the same ride as The Simpsons, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's not long for the world either.
If you look at the list, though, you're talking about there, I mean, crikey, they're all in different parts of the park.
Yeah.
And you've still got Poseidon's Fury down.
Yeah.
Plus the show that's behind it that they kind of use as a cue for Hagrid's, sort of.
Yeah, Aladdin, whatever it was.
And then
yeah.
If you reskin Kong to Jurassic World, then that's kind of a minor, relatively minor upgrade if that's what they did. But if Fast and Furious goes, you've got Poseidon's Fury, reskin Kong, I mean that's a lot of projects. But I guess they've got the people once they finish Epic.
Yeah.
As long as they've got the money.
Once Epic's done that, that's it, isn't it? That's all that is on the horizon, as far as we know. That's the only DreamWorks opens, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and then obviously Epic next year, and then what?
Yeah.
Something's got to give, because there's nowhere else to build.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
And unfortunately, all these rides are exactly the same thing that we've moaned about since they opened.
Yeah.
I mean, the Kong one, that could literally be that the updated Jurassic Park ride at Hollywood, where it's Jurassic World. Yeah. That could literally be an extended version of that shite.
Yeah. But it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The middle portion of that ride in Hollywood is exactly the same as what Kong is.
Yeah.
So... Mm. It's a very easy job. Let's put it that way.
Disappointing. Sad times. But we've broke the news first, haven't we? In the world.
Yeah. I guess. I think a lot of people have been talking about it because again, it's not just that. It's they've taken the scare actors out of the queue.
Yeah.
They've pretty much taken the whole lot out.
The funny thing is though, I watched a vlog just last night, which was from February, and they had at least one scare actor in the queue. Huh? It was a special event. It was an Orlando Informa evening. Yeah. But I thought it was funny that they had, because the last couple of times we've been, there hasn't been any other scare actors in the queue, but. There was one on that vlog last night, but yeah, I'm not saying they aren't going to do something with it, but who knows what?
Yeah, fingers crossed. Well, I mean, onwards and upwards. Mr. Dave, you got any other news before we move on?
No, I don't think there's a lot going on beyond what you're going to talk about, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, so. I mean, I don't know when this article came out. I think it was last week, maybe the week before. DreamWorks Land. So they've put meat on the bones now. Ride, Splash, Laugh and Play, opening summer 2024. Get ready to play in a colourful, imaginative new land at Universal Studios Florida. Meet Shrek and Splash in his swamp. Scream with laughter on the Tron coaster, and learn kung fu moves with Po. So what are we thinking?
It's all overlays.
It's literally just overlays, isn't it?
It's exactly the same land that was there previously. They've just reskinned it.
It's just a lick of paint, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, the troller coaster is just Woody Woodpeckers that was there before. Po Live, basically just replacing Barney. And Trex, the water splash pad that was there previously.
Yeah, I mean, the troller coaster, it's a brilliant play on words, isn't it? Trolls troller coaster. Hop onto the Caterpillar Cactus Bus on this family-friendly coaster. You'll join Poppy, Tiny, and the twins, Saturn and Chenil. I don't know the names of them. As you try and make escape from spooky spiders. So they've tried to give it a bit of a story, haven't they, there? I've only seen one troll film, and it was the last one last year. And I've got to say, it was brilliant. I like the trolls, I'll be honest with you. I thought it was hilarious. Have you watched any of them?
Nah, I haven't, my friend.
No.
Well, there's going to be another film. There's got to be another film. They must have announced one by now. And then you've got like Po Live. So he's got a new film coming out, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's just come out.
So it's just come out, yeah. Meet and talk with Po on a digital animated screen. He'll train you in ways of kung fu while babysitting his mischievous baby cousin and cooking some delicious snacks. So that is literally Turtle Time with whatever his name is.
It's very similar to what's in Hollywood as well.
Oh, is this already there, is it?
Well, they replaced Shrek with Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
So there is like an interactive element to it.
They're literally just rehousing and repurposing, aren't they, all the time?
Yeah.
no original
and Disney,
ideas.
Disney do the same. It's not something new. Disney obviously pretty much announced they're building Pandora in California this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're all doing it because the money's not there at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shrek Swamp Meat. Now's your chance to meet Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey outside Shrek's cottage. Now you can meet them currently, can't you? Somewhere near Tron. You can meet Donkey. He's got his little hatch, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Tron.
Oh, I keep saying Tron, don't I? So. Transformers. I'm fixating on Tron tonight. He's somewhere around there, and you'll have Donkey, won't you? And then you'll have. You don't tend to get both of them. You'll get one or the other with them. So it looks like that's going to go away from there, doesn't it? And they're just relocating it to here.
Yeah. It was temporary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
After they closed the attraction down. This, to me, seems like a step back from Shrek 3D or 4D or whatever it was called.
It's a dumb it down, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
it's,
I would have just stuck with that.
Kids. Yeah.
As old as it was and available as it was.
Yeah.
Like, you could watch Shrek 4D on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I used to... The pre-show was the best bit.
Yeah.
I used to love the pre-show.
I thought Shrek 4D was a pretty good attraction in this day. People get tired. It's a bit like Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. When you've seen it like 20 times, people just kind of don't bother then, but...
Then in 15 years, they'll bring it back again.
Yeah, like Captain EO. But,
yeah, Captain EO keeps coming back no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's awful. It never gets any better.
No, I know.
Hooter!
It's interesting to see that they've put Shrek's outhouse in there as well. I wonder how much attention to detail they've put into that one.
I want them to build the one from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Where you get eaten on the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Shrek shitter.
So there's basically, I mean, that's it basically. It's got a land of fun, climb slides, splash through Shrek's playground at Shrek Swamp with little ogres, entertainment. There's a live show at DreamWorks Imagination Celebration. Meet your favorite characters in the character zone, so you meet and greet, which I'm always a fan of. Shopping and dining, feed your little ogres at Swamp Snacks, satisfy your sweet tooth at Trolls Treats, and find fun merch at High Five Hideaway. And then more to explore, experience Mama Luna Feline Fiesta, create a melody of King Harold's Swamp Symphony, and let the little ones play in Poppy's Playground. I mean, we have a ball in this area. We always have had a ball because it's just, you take a change of clothes for the kids and you just run wild in that water area, get absolutely saturated. And we just sit off and like just chill out for a bit, maybe have a beer or whatever. But I think it's an improvement on what was there because everyone's forgotten what was there, haven't they?
Basically, yeah, unfortunately, it was a bunch of dead franchises.
Yeah.
And
as much as I loved Woody Woodpecker as a kid, my boy now wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah, and like all them type of cartoons, I mean, they were on all the time, weren't they?
Yeah.
Used to love Woody Woodpecker, Tom and Jerry. You can't watch half them anymore. They're politically incorrect.
And that's the one plus point that Disney have got with their similar area out at Disneyland is with Toontown, is that they brought all those characters back.
Yeah.
Like DuckTales and Chip and Dale, they've all been around since Disney Plus came along. Unfortunately, Universal didn't find their stride with their streaming service at all.
Has that disappeared, has it? Or been absorbed?
Pretty much, I think it's a dead one as far as they're not producing any new stuff for it.
Yeah, that's shame.
But yeah, Disney have got that on their side, and Universal didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They could have reintegrated those characters somewhere, but they didn't. So it was time to move on.
Yeah.
It's funny because Universal, you know, in the past, in old Universal was more targeted at older kids and older families with older kids than Disney. Disney was always seen as the younger. But as they expand and now they've got three parks and they've got a water park and they've got all these hotels, another three hotels coming, you know, you just wonder if they will lean in more to the younger kid stuff. They've done it a little bit here, but like Craig said, it's a bit of a re-theme of what was there originally. You know, you've got a couple of little things in each park for younger kids, but still there isn't like a park that is, I don't know, like the Magic Kingdom, where it's, I know Magic Kingdom's got Tron and a couple of bigger rides, but it's got a lot of younger kids.
That's
rides.
Not why you go to Magic Kingdom though, is it? It's great that they've got those few big coasters, but you're there for the dark rides for the younger kids.
Well, we are, but when our kids were younger, you know, and again, depends how you play it, but when our kids were younger, you know, you take them on all the Dumbo and It's a Small World and Peter Pan and Barnstormer, and then as they get older, you kind of upgrade them to the bigger rides. You know, Big Thunder was probably the first one, and then you know, you kind of wean them on to things like Tower of Terror. But
I'm clearly the bad dad because I took my son on Big Thunder when he was four.
Well, there you go. You know, I mean, we waited at least until ours was five. But, you know, Universal hasn't really got that. They've got, like, these little things that we're just talking about now, and then it's quite a step up then, I think, to something like Transformers.
Even stuff like Zeus Landing has got height restrictions.
Yeah. So it's just, I was just thinking about it as this news came out, and I'm sort of reading through it and thinking, you know, they've got bits in each park, but they don't really have a big area of any one particular part that you would say, right, that's really for the under, I don't know, under sevens or under eights or something like that.
Yeah.
They're all going to have to go to Texas.
Yeah.
Howdy, is that how they talk there? Or do you all sound Mexican? I don't know.
I'm sure they've got some people that talk like that. They probably came from somewhere else, but howdy. And,
I mean, I literally remember, I think it was the 2017 holiday, and as I was leaving that land for the last time, talking to a cast member, I was coming off the coaster, and she was like, this is the last time this land's going to be open before Nintendo Land comes in, because we're shutting it after Halloween Horror Nights. And it obviously never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was the land got bought, wasn't it? Epic. And they went, oh no, we can't do that.
And I think that's I mean, I'm not a fan of Nintendo. I'm not interested in it in any way, shape or form. But I'll go to it purely for the adrenaline of the coasters. But I couldn't give a toss about nothing else. But I think they've done the right thing, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that area was way too small.
Yeah, it would have been crap.
The one in Hollywood is in a really tight space, but at least they managed to fit everything in from Japan. Whereas, unfortunately, if they'd have put it in that spot in Orlando, it wouldn't have. They wouldn't have been able to have fitted it all in.
No, I don't think so. Not without taking something else out. Like,
no, E.T. would have had to have gone.
Yeah, E.T. couldn't have survived.
You've got Animal Actors. That's quite a chunk of space you've got right there to the left.
Yeah, it's big, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, and there's some backstage areas there that they use for Halloween Horror Nights. So you could have gone back the way and left and still left E.T. there. Because then E.T. is a small kid's ride as well, so it would have been complimentary. But anyway, they didn't do that. It's all different.
Well, I think, I mean, I've got nothing else to talk about, to be honest. So,
I think, honestly, if they had no intention of tearing it down, DreamWorks is the right way to go.
Yeah, and this will be their toontown for a.
Yeah.
All the Curious George stuff was there for.
Was it since
park opening or?
It was fairly early on. They had a big Curious George splash pad in Hollywood as well.
Yeah.
Which all they did, they tore it down, put something else on, they put Harry Potter on top of it. And then moved it to outside Menu Mayhem instead. So it's still there. So they did exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
They just moved it instead and gave it a lick of paint.
And as the kids get older, I'll still go because I've still got my nephews and nieces, but mainly my nieces. My Grace will be 17 by the time she goes back. She's not going to be running through there then.
Yeah, exactly. My boy will be a teenager by then as well.
Yeah, so it's a land that, we'll go to ET for nostalgia. We might go on the coaster just for shits and giggles because it's Tron, because it's Trolls. but apart from that, I don't like getting wet. You're already slimy, aren't you, with the sweat? Right, should we wind this up and get ready for the next episode?
Yeah. Do it.
We're going to be doing our Eat It from Mel's Drive-In. So I always forget where the button is. Thanks, guys.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Bom dia, bom dia.